Sacramento is a complete dumpster fire. But the stories really are funny.
Yeah.
Now it's Cody's red flag warning.
Ever been out on a date when you run into an ex? I mean, that's uncomfortable enough for you, but what if the person you're with runs into an ex and you're on the other side of that?
Oh, that's a great question.
That's way uncomfortable. It happened to Kenny. Hey, Kenny, things started out okay for you, didn't they?
First date went great. Great first impression. She's funny. She's nice. Things are going really, really well. We found out that something we both had in common, which kind of surprised me, is that we both love baseball. I decided to take her out to the Rivercats. A few innings in, the mascot, Dinger, comes over to us. He's hanging out, doing his thing, and, you know, it's funny, whatever. Yeah, a couple minutes later, he comes over again. And again, it's cool at first. You know, we got on the big screen, and we got, like, free hot dogs and stuff. But it started to become a thing. He kept coming over, like, over and over again. I heard him, like, say something through the big giant head, and she started, like, laughing, like he was making jokes to her. We finally, like, were leaving the area, and I asked what it was about, and she was like, oh, that's Tyler. I used to date him.
What?
No way.
Yeah. And I'm like, wait a minute. You used to date Dinger? At one point, he did the call me gesture. You know what I mean?
Uh-oh.
Like, and so I kind of started to get upset. And she's like, oh, you don't have to worry about it. We broke up a couple years ago. He was really fun and all, but we broke up. Like, it's not a big deal. We ended up breaking up not long after that. And about a month later, I found out she was back together with him. I lost my girl to Dinger.
Wow.
Have you been to a Rivercats game since?
I can't go back, man. It just puts a bad taste in my mouth.
You know, once you've had that Dinger dog,
there's no going back.
That's what they say.
Well, maybe he can go to an A's game instead, maybe next year.
It's not the worst thing I've ever heard, but at the same time, she shouldn't have been flirting back. Maybe should have given him a warning like, hey, let's not go to a Rivercats game because my ex is going to be there. Listen, I'm going to give her five flags. Why not?
Oh.
It's Monday morning.
Pat, Tom, and Cody, 105.1.
KNCI.